Seattle has a shortage of housing, but all over town, houses stand vacant. Either they're in foreclosure or they're waiting to be torn down for development. A small group of people think of those vacant homes as an underused resource. Today, I'm going to introduce you to the man who steals houses. Greg says the first time he snuck into a vacant house, it seemed like an easy decision. He was homeless, sleeping on couches and in cars and parks, and he was tired of it. He's a janitor by trade, and he couldn't afford a house in Seattle. Then one day, he was just walking around in the central area.
I walk past a spot, and I see the door is just wide open, and it's a house. So I go in there, and it's obvious that drugs and everything else have been used in there, but there was nobody in it. So being who I am, I went ahead and cleaned it up, put some locks on it, and called it my own.
Squatters occupy buildings in many parts of town. We wanted to understand who some of these people are. That's why we talked to Greg. We agreed not to use his last name because squatting is illegal. Greg's been doing it for a couple years now. He moves from place to place, and now he helps other homeless people do the same. These aren't people just looking for a place to shoot up in the back room, though those people squat too. Greg and his followers take care of the places they stay.
If you're going to do this correctly, you got to be the best tenant ever. You know, you got to be a better tenant than you were living under a landlord. Seriously.
And you have to keep your mouth shut.
There may be people in your family you cannot tell that you're doing this.
Telling the wrong person could bring in the police and the social workers. Greg doesn't want that. Lately, he's been staying in fewer foreclosures and more homes awaiting demolition. He's currently in a house where a large apartment building will be built. He's been there for a year. He tracks the permit process very carefully online, so he'll have plenty of warning before the building gets knocked down. Meanwhile, he's become like a regular homeowner. There was one time when a sewer pipe broke and flooded the basement.
It was mud-like, you know, it was just like lava, you know, it's all bad. So we were, you know, digging and scrubbing and sweeping and vacuuming.
He's also careful with how the neighbors perceive him. He looks clean and fit. He even takes care of the yard when the neighbors aren't looking.
We try to be like ghosts, almost as if whatever house we take just magically improves, you know? It's like this invisible hand comes and just suddenly, you know, its blemishes are less and its lawn is low, and the folks that were doing whatever activities on the property that piss people off are no longer there. And then over time, you know, depending on the situation and the people around us, we'll reveal ourselves, you know? It's just as your neighbor.
I took Greg's story to Roger Valdez. He's with Smart Growth Seattle, which represents the building industry. Valdez said, on the one hand, he likes seeing people solving problems in creative ways, but builders aren't prepared to deal with squatters.
You're going into a dark, vacant building, and you don't know who or what is in that building.
Valdez said builders tend to kick out their paying renters early on because it's hard to predict how long it will take to relocate them. But they're not allowed to knock down homes until the building permit goes through. That can take over a year.
The truth is we would much rather have someone occupying the building until the last possible moment before demolition.
That led the building industry to an unusual solution. A program called Weld Seattle fills vacant houses with recently released inmates.
So what that does is enables a building to be occupied. They keep an eye on it, keep it clean, keep it orderly. And then they also are working in the construction industry. And so what Weld does is also hooks them up with employment.
Meanwhile, in the Central District, Greg is planning ahead for when his current building gets demolished.
So you're always looking for the next one. You know, and now I'm going to show you the one that's about to be captured.
He's got his eye on a quaint one-story brick apartment building down the road. But he's in no hurry. The construction notice sign just went up this summer. In the Central District, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.